Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Chris LaGrange. He has a show of his own, and it's a really good show. It's at 77 WABC, and it's UCOM Radio, and it's on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. Chris, I'm so happy that you come in. You know, I did a show with you, and it went so fast. It was unbelievable.
We talked about your handlebar mustache and your brother blowing up trucks. And then we went to break.
Actually, it was not trucks. It was tugboats.
Tugboats. God bless him.
Well, he's in another planet at the time, at the moment. But he had a colorful career, yeah. You might say.
You have such a deep history, wealth and knowledge about labor history, United States history. How come you're not? Are you a professor? Did you ever teach?
You know, I'm basically self-taught.
Yeah.
I read a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't retain a lot, but you know,
it's nice finishing one book.
You know what it is. When you have all of this knowledge that you either peripherally know, what happens is you get a BS antenna. When you hear BS, you know it. It's coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. On August 6th, I believe, the GOP candidate debate. Oh, it's going to be nonsense. It's going to be absolute nonsense. I'm making the staff record the whole thing, and I'm just going to chop it all up on UCOM Radio. I can't wait.
As a politician... If I were a politician, I don't even know how I'd behave.
No, I know.
I mean, I'd probably be myself and get lost in the sauce. They'd kill me, you know.
I think that people appreciate that at the village level and even at the town level. But once you start getting up to Albany, because, you know, you ever been up to Albany when it rains? That's when the worms come out, especially on lobby day. So gross up in Albany that we send good men and women up there and they come back crooked, no matter who they are. Let's be honest with ourselves. And I think that's why good, smart people, good Americans, red-blooded, God-fearing people, they run either unions or businesses.
Yeah,
I'll stand to that until the day I die. I'm not saying that everyone we put on the ballot is a monkey, but they're pretty close to it.
I interview politicians on this show. I mean, I guess you do too.
I've had a few. I've had Martin O'Malley, candidate for president, former governor of Maryland. I've had Congressman Bishop, Councilwoman Liz Crowley. I even have Rob Astorino. He was running for governor of this great state against Andy's curly-headed kid. So I've had my fair share, I guess, of elected officials in studio.
As an aside, what do you think of Astorino?
At the time, I liked what he was saying, but the trades in the county were unhappy with him. His public employees were happy, and that's a skilled politician. Divide and conquer. You know, they do that here on Long Island. They do it in New York. Andy Cuomo tried doing it, and with all due respect to the New York State AFL-CIO, they didn't let it happen to them. He did not earn the New York State AFL-CIO endorsement because he was beating up on teachers and cops, basically just teachers and CSEA. The other trades and the other crafts realized that, and like, you're not getting our support. So, I mean, he thinks he wants to go to the White House beating up on educators. That's one way to the unemployment house, not the White House, you know, beating up on teachers.
You know, I am so I've been an advocate for the maglev train.
Yes.
Okay. You just think about that. If you put that out there and you, let's say, did a demonstration, it's so profitable that business would buy it and do it. It wouldn't even be a government program, but it would be 20 million jobs.
I mean, I think about the project labor agreement that you can do with the trades. Think about the internal organizing that you do with the IBEW and all the mechanics on the job. And we need stuff to go north-south on this island. You know, I don't like driving drunk to the Paramount in Huntington when I go see a concert.
Yeah.
You know, and I love our cabbies. They're hardworking men and women, but it's expensive to take
you
a cab from Bayshore to Huntington.
You bet. I bet it's $35.
More than that.
Yeah.
More than that. It's probably cheaper to take your yacht all the way around. I'll call you. Take me next time, all right?
Oh, you've heard about my yacht?
Yeah, I heard about your yacht.
The GPS is broken.
Yeah, the GPS. Careful in the North Shore, though, buddy.
We got to get some more communists to make more GPS
That's right.
satellites.
That's right. Walk on the moon.
So... we're going to, you know, you're going to get me in trouble again because we're going to run out of time because you've too much fun.
Too much fun. This is too much fun going back and forth. I want to bring up something else.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind.
Knock yourself out.
I knew Steve Levy. I know him well. I actually, to be honest with you, I think he's a character. He's a personality. And I think he belongs back on the radio. I know he was on this station for a little while and he's not here anymore. He needs to learn to work on his craft. But you remember when he was bringing up all the brown people when he was running, when he was elected, and it kind of drew out all the lunatic fringe, I call them, you know, crazy
when you say
wacko.
The brown people,
Hispanics, when he was bringing that whole let's deputize the village mayors and let them deport people. It created a lot of division on this island, and so much where men died. You know, that day laborer in Patchogue was stabbed to death by a bunch of children. Look at what Donald Trump's doing now. Donald Trump is kind of like the nation's Steve Levy.
Yeah.
Steve learned and probably learned from his mistakes that promoting hate, whether you spin it in the form of public safety or not, just wasn't good for this island. And it took its course and it's gone now. But now Trump's bringing it back up. So I think that anybody who's going to a Donald Trump rally is really a closet bigot. I'm going to say that on your show. I'm sorry.
No. But bigots never know that they're bigots.
No, they don't.
They would never admit it because they don't know it.
There's nothing scarier than a smart bigot, too. And these are the ones who run, like, these political parties and these think tanks.
By the way, I tell people who like Trump, I say, keep listening. Keep listening. Yeah. And keep listening some more. Because after a while, you're going to realize that this is an empty barrel.
Yeah.
And that's why it makes so much noise.
I mean, it's a business move. Listen, he's going to get a show back. He's creating a whole new genre of men who never would watch him. This is crazy.
You and I understand that it's not worth the price to the country.
No. I mean, it makes us look like fools to the terrorists overseas and to interest in the third world that look to conquer and divide us. Him and Walker are just idiots.
But in a way, I'm almost rooting for him because he looks so ridiculous that Hillary will mow him over. But on the other hand, you know, if he gets the nomination, and I don't even know if that's going to happen.
No, I gave it a month or two, dude.
But even if he did, I see Joe Biden emerging.
I do, too. This is what I foresee. Now, everyone take out a pen who's listening and write it down on this date.
I said it first.
You said it first, and you heard it here second on UConn Radio. I think it's going to be a Biden-O'Malley-somebody-Walker race, and it's not going to be Christie Walker. But Scott Walker will be the vice president nomination, and the Democrats are just going to destroy him. It's just going to destroy him. We're not ready for trickle down economics again. We won't be ready for that until we're all raising red flags.
I saw a cartoon that depicted trickle down very well. It was an elephant taking a leak on a guy.
Yes. They have those in union boards everywhere. I've seen the same thing. Yeah, trickle down doesn't work. Remember, I'm from Syracuse, New York, born and raised. NAFTA destroyed my community. There's no way I'm going to put my support behind the wife of a man who did that. That's just me personally. Whatever the labor community does, I will support them and I will be their advocate.
Who were you talking about?
Hill. Yeah, Hill. Remember, she was around when NAFTA was passed, and I saw families. I heard of stories of suicide. I've seen communities crumble. I've been on the ass end of divorce because of the financial instability that NAFTA created. So there's no. Every time I hear trade deal and I hear NAFTA, I'm from Syracuse because I'm the product of that. This anger that you see in this young body is a result of bad policies, and there's no way I'm gonna ever support anybody who wants to continue to destroy our stability like that. But
you know
I'm open.
If she gets a nominated, I would vote for her, even despite the fact that I agree with a lot of what you just said, because I don't want another Supreme Court justice from that other side.
That's right. You know, I'm going to vote for her too, Ernie.
And probably for the same
smiling.
Reason.
But, you know, remember, I'm a soldier in this. There's labor leaders who are much smarter than me and who are going to tell me, Chris, you got to go ahead and support her because we are. Or you got to go ahead and support Biden or O'Malley or whoever comes up. Mickey,
you know,
Mouse.
I met Biden.
He's a good man. Class act, too.
He's a sweetie. He's really a nice man.
Yeah.
And I spent... we spent about 45 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was...
Did you have to pay for that, or was it just a... No.
No, look at that.
I
was invited.
Hey.
And he's the real deal.
Yeah.
I really think so.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think definitely Biden's going to be the contender, dude. You know?
Chris, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for the invite, man. I hope to come back again. You're welcome on my show anytime.
We'll do this from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
And because, you know, we both have a lot to say.
Yeah.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I've been talking to my friend Chris. Chris LaGrange has got a show on WABC, and it's UCOM Radio. This is LI News Radio. Thanks for listening. Be back next week.